This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Your support sustains us on air and keeps Joy on air, out loud and proud. Now remember, tune in, stay safe and obey the relaxed COVID rules. They've been relaxed, and that's so all of us can get out and about. But remember, the rules support our continued enjoyment of life. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and, in fact, around the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest-running current affairs show on Joy. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current affairs and questions show. We welcome feedback from our listeners. Remember, this is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us. For us. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is the voice of humility, Tess.
Humility. Good morning to you, Macca.
Good morning. Paul is on panel. Fiona is doing social media. Gordon is at home getting ready to do our podcast. Thank you to our loyal listeners and all the folk who volunteer and keep Joy on air, out loud and proud. As we are in the home stretch at Bourke Street before we move to the Pride Centre, and our first broadcast from the Pride Centre will be sometime in May.
I'm looking forward to that, Macca.
So am I. Good morning, Tass. How are you?
Macca, it's just so good to be back. Last weekend...
You had Tastro.
As you know, I had a case of gastro.
Yeah, we call it
Tastro. Not nice. Yeah. And look, you know, I can probably sort of, if I can be really crass about this... deal with that side of the business. Thanks for the sound effects, Paul. But it's the nausea that goes with it that's pretty horrible.
And so the nausea and the headaches.
I spent about 24 hours in bed, which is, you know, I hate being in bed, to be honest. Mm. I find sleeping a waste of time, to be quite frank. Mm. I'd rather be out doing things. So I had to cancel a lovely event on Friday night. I had to cancel Joy on Saturday morning. An afternoon event on Saturday afternoon and a event on Saturday night. So I was not happy. It interfered with my social life.
Oh, you poor doll.
Yes, anyway, it's good to be back.
It is. And it's been a big week. Of royal commissions. Big week of political to and fro, particularly in Canberra. And we're actually not going to talk much about...
We're talking about all of that, Macca.
Well, we're talking about the royal commissions, mental health and aged care. I actually don't want to really waste much time on Christian Porter. I simply am disgusted. That's it.
That's it.
He's not worthy of my breath. So, what else happened this week, Tass?
Well, Macca, look at what's happening in Canberra. I mean, apart from the Christian Porter issue, look at what else is happening. It's such a busy, complicated space. I was listening to it, like you were this morning, actually, to an interview with Nikki Sever on the ABC.
I know, you're going to bring up that person again.
Well, I can't remember who that person was, but they actually...
Hey, what about Linda Reynolds? I'm sorry. Calling, you know, because there's a real message in this, and it's not that
wasn't she... It was a lying cow. That was a message.
It wasn't that she called her staff member a lying cow. That was bad enough. But you know what the message in this was? It actually went right to the culture. Now, Tass, you've worked in ministerial offices.
I have.
Right? I've been around ministerial offices. I know a lot of staffers on every side. And there's one thing they all have in common. They're very loyal. And they respect confidences. And what we saw this week was a staffer from Linda Reynolds' office told the media what that person's minister had said. You can't excuse it, as the Prime Minister did. So, oh, look, it was just in a, you know, it wasn't out in the public domain. Oh, no, it was just in an office full of people that work for you, and you call their workmate a lying cow. And, you know, she'd had a tough week. What? Had she been raped? No. So she called a staff member a lying cow, but what's significant about this is that the staff member told the media. That's very significant, and that says to me, and I've been hearing this from staffers on both sides, the attitude in Canberra has changed, and a lot of the people working there are going, you know what, I'm actually sick of this. I'm actually sick of this culture. I'm sick of this environment. That's what I think is significant, and it can't have come soon enough.
I think what we're seeing is the fragmentation and the divisions beginning to emerge, Macca. When people start to dob their boss in, it's a problem.
Yeah. Someone's dropped the jigsaw and there's pieces under every bit of furniture and they don't know where they are now. Anyway, you are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We're moving to something a little bit more positive.
Yeah, Mac, we should talk about who we've got on the show today.
We're moving to something much more positive.
We are going to commence with Melbourne's favourite Lord Mayor,
yes.
Sally Capp. Is coming in for a good half hour for a good chin wag about what's happening in the world.
She hasn't read any news or anything this week, so we'll be able to get her on the hop.
We are then going to zone in on the Royal Commissions. We are going to focus on the Victorian Mental Health Royal Commission. And we've got Tom Simonson, Chief Executive of the Victorian Healthcare Association, followed by Angus McClelland, who's the Chief Executive of Mental Health Victoria. The mental health peak here in our own state to reflect really on what's going on in that space. We're going to have a chat to Stephen Duckett about the Aged Care Royal Commission.
He's a bit of a stirrer, Stephen.
Oh, he's got good views on things. Macca, we're also going to talk about what's happening in the world of retail. So Paul Zara's coming in for a bit of a chat. And finally...
next Tajay Shop Simon. Well, there's Shop Sharons and Shop Simons. So he's an ex-shop Simon.
I'm not going there, Macca. And, of course, then we've got Richard Wynne, member for Richmond and Minister for Planning, who's going to come in and have a chat with us about LGBTI heritage.
Well, his department has responsibility for this.
Interesting, isn't
it? Which is actually a split responsibility with Martin Foley.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is, but
The diversification of... the LGBTI subject matter.
That's right, or spreading...
And embedding it right across different portfolios.
Or spreading the blame. I also want to talk to Dick about... You know, Dick's been around law reform for our community, shut up, Paul, for a very long time. And I want to talk about the journey that Minister Wynne has had through that time. Anyway...
I think Paul's trying to tell you to shut up, Macca.
No, we always make a joke about Dick's name.
We need to talk to Sally this morning.
And we're going to talk to Sally, and she's going to bring us right back down to earth.
Yeah, good.
Now, Tass, I actually wanted to make a really quick comment.
Yeah?
A regional Chinese court this week, or last week, found that homosexuality can be classified as a mental illness. Now, this is despite in 1997, from 1997 to 2001, the Chinese government... removed criminal sanctions for homosexuality, recognised homosexuality as a valid form of sexuality. And, of course, nothing happens in the Chinese courts without the Chinese Communist Party agreeing. So I just say, you want to know an example of mental illness in China? Simple. Be a communist.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.